Bem-vindos a mais uma emissão de BSO, Banda Sonora Original. Hoje destacamos o filme The Nightmare Before Christmas, ou O Estranho Mundo de Jack, filme de animação norte-americano, realizado em 1993 por Henry Selick e produzido e coescrito por Tim Burton. O filme conta a história de Jack Skellington, um ser fantástico que vive na cidade do Halloween, local onde vivem mais criaturas fantásticas. Lá todos passam o ano a organizar o Halloween do ano seguinte. Mas após mais um Halloween, Jack mostra-se cansado de fazer o mesmo todos os anos. Assim, ele sai da cidade do Halloween e vagueia pela floresta. Pelo caminho, encontra alguns portais, sendo que cada um leva até um tipo de festividade. Jack acaba por atravessar o portal do Natal, onde acaba por também ver demonstrações do espírito natalício. Ao voltar à cidade do Halloween, começa a convencer as outras criaturas a sequestrarem o Pai Natal e fazerem o seu próprio Natal. O filme foi um sucesso e nomeado para Oscar de Melhores Efeitos Visuais e para Globo de Ouro na categoria de Melhor Banda Sonora, que conta com canções de Danny Elfman, bem como temas interpretados pelo elenco, composto por Chris Sarandon, Catherine O'Hara, William Hickey, Ken Page, Paul Rubens, Glenn Sedix e Ed Ivory. Para ouvir então na emissão de hoje, a banda sonora original do filme O Estranho Mundo de Jack.
Time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you've seen in your dreams. For the story that you are about to be told began with the holiday worlds of old. Now you've probably wondered where holidays come from. If you haven't, I'd say it's time you begun. For the holidays are the result of much fuss and hard work from the worlds that create them for us. Well, you see now, quite simply, that's all that they do, making one unique holiday especially for you. But once, a calamity ever so great occurred when two holidays met by mistake.
See something strange.
Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat.
Tell the neighbors gonna die of fright.
It's our town. Everybody's free.
In this town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed.
sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can, something's waiting now to pounce and how you scream.
This is Halloween,
red and black,
and slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice, take a chance and roll the dice. Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream, everybody scream.
Clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash and Donovan Trace.
I am the who in the cold there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Tiddle-umblings everywhere. Life's no fun with scared.
That's our job,
but we're not mean in our town of Halloween.
In this town,
don't we love it now? Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Woman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now this is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
BSO.
There are few who deny it. What I do, I am the best. For my talents are renowned far and wide. When it comes to surprises in the moonlit night, I excel without ever even trying. With the slightest little effort of my ghost-like charms, I have seen grown men give out a shriek. With the wave of my hand in a well-placed bow, I have swept the very bravest off their feet. Yet year after year, it's the same routine, and I grow so weary of the sound of screams. And I, Jack, the Pumpkin King, have grown so tired of the same old thing. Oh, somewhere deep inside of these bones, an emptiness began to grow. There's something out there far from my home, a longing that I've never known. I'm the master of fright and a demon of light, and I'll scare you right out of your pants. To a guy in Kentucky, I'm Mr. Unlucky, and I'm known throughout England and France. And since I am dead, I can take off my head to recite Shakespearean quotations. No animal nor man can scream like I can with the fury of my recitations. But who here would ever understand that the Pumpkin King with the skeleton grin would tire of his crown if they only understood? He'd give it all up if he only
voice in my bones that calls out for something unknown. The fame and praise come year after year, does nothing for these empty tears.
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? Children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys, and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones, I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? The hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired! They're gathering around a hearing story, roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this? What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How queer! And who would ever think? And why? They're covering it with tiny little things. They've got electric lights on strings, and there's a smile in everyone. So now correct me if I'm wrong. This looks like fun, this looks like fun. Oh, could it be I got my wish? What's this?
Oh my, what now? The children are asleep. But look, there's nothing underneath. No ghouls, no witches here to scream and scare them or ensnare them. Only little cozy things secure inside their dreamland. What's this? The monsters are all missing and the nightmares can't be found. And in their place there seems to be good feeling all around. Instead of screams, I swear I can hear music in the air. The smell of cakes and pies are absolutely everywhere. The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh I want it, oh I want it for my own. I've got to know it is this place that I am found. What is this? Christmas Town?
BSO, banda sonora original.
Listen, everyone. There were objects so peculiar they were not to be believed. All around, things to tantalize my brain. It's a world unlike anything I've ever seen. And as hard as I tried, I can't seem to describe like a most improbable dream. But you must believe when I tell you this. It's as real as my skull, and it does exist. Here, let me show you. This is a thing called a present. The whole thing starts with a box.
A box?
Is it steel?
Are there locks?
Is it filled with a box?
A box? How delightful, a box.
If you please. Just a box with bright colored paper. And the whole thing's topped with a bow.
A bow?
But why?
How ugly? What's in it? What's in it?
That's the point of the thing, not to know.
It's a bat!
Will it bend?
It's a rat!
Will it break? Perhaps it's the head that I found in the lake.
Listen now, you don't understand. That's not the point of Christmas Land. Now pay attention. We pick up an oversized sock and hang it like this on the wall. Oh yes, does it still have a foot?
Let me see, let me look.
Is it rotted and covered with gook?
Let me explain. There's no foot inside, but there's candy. Or sometimes it's filled with small toys.
Small toys? Do they bite?
Do they snap?
Or explode in the sack?
Or perhaps they just spring out and scare girls or boys.
What a splendid idea. This Christmas sounds fun. I fully endorse it. Let's try it at once.
Everyone, please, now not so fast. There's something here that you don't quite grasp. Well, I may as well give them what they want. And the best, I must confess, I have saved for the last. For the ruler of this Christmas land is a fearsome king with a deep, mighty voice. At least, that's what I've come to understand. And I've also heard it told that that is something to behold, like a lobster, huge and red. When he sets out to slay with his rain gear on, carting bulging sacks with his big great arms. That is so I've heard it said. And on a dark, cold night, under full moonlight, he flies into a fog like a vulture in the sky. And they call him Sandy Claus. Well, at least they're excited, but they don't understand that special kind of feeling in Christmas land. Oh, well.
Something's up with Jack, something's up with Jack. Don't know if we're ever going to get him back.
He's all alone up there, locked away inside.
Never says a word.
Hope he hasn't died.
Something's up with Jack, something's up with Jack.
Christmas time is buzzing in my skull. Will it let me be? I cannot tell. There are so many things I cannot grasp. When I think I've got it, then at last, through my bony fingers it does slip, like a snowflake in a fiery grip. Something here I'm not quite getting, though I try, I keep forgetting, like a memory long since past. Here in an instant, gone in a flash. What does it mean? What does it mean? In these little bric-a-brac, a secret's waiting to be cracked. These dolls and toys confuse me so, confound it all. I love it though. Simple objects, nothing more, but something's hidden through a door, though I do not have the key. Something's here I cannot see. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? I've read these Christmas books so many times. I know the stories and I know the rhymes. I know the Christmas carols all by heart. My skull's so full, it's tearing me apart. As often as I've read them, something's wrong. So hard to put my bony finger on. Or perhaps it's really not as deep as I've been led to think. Am I trying much too hard? Of course I've been too close to see. The answer's right in front of me. Right in front of me. It's simple, really. Very clear, like music drifting in the air. Invisible, but everywhere. Just because I cannot see it, doesn't mean I can't believe it. You know, I think this Christmas thing is not as tricky as it seems. And why should they have all the fun? It should belong to anyone. Not anyone, in fact, but me. Why, I could make a Christmas tree. And there's no reason I can find I couldn't handle Christmas time. I'll bet I could improve it too. And that's exactly what I'll do. Eureka! I've got it!
BSO.
Kidnap Mr. Sandy Claus?
I want to do it.
Let's draw straws.
Jack said we should work together.
Three of a kind.
Birds of a feather, now and forever.
La 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 la. Kidnap the Sandy Claus, lock him up real tight. Throw away the key and then turn off all the lights.
First we're going to set some bait inside a nasty trap and wait. When he comes sniffing, we will snap the trap and close the gate.
Wait, I've got a better plan to catch this big red lobster man. Let's pop him in a boiling pot, and when he's done, we'll butter him up.
Kidnap the Sandy Claus, throw him in a box. Bury him for 90 years, then see if he talks.
Then Mr. Oogie Boogie Man can take the whole thing over then.
He'll be so pleased, I do declare.
And he will cook it rare!
I say that we take a cannon, aim it at his door, and then
knock three times, and when he answers, Sandy Claus will be no more!
You're so stupid! Think now, if we blow him up to smithereens, we may lose some pieces, and then
Jack will beat us black and green! Kidnap the Sandy Claus, tie him in a bag, throw him in the ocean, then see if he is sad. Mr. Oogie Boogie is the meanest guy around. If I were on his boogie list, I'd get out of town.
He'll be so pleased by our success that he'll reward us too, I'll bet.
Perhaps he'll make his special brew.
A steak and spider's food.
We're his little henchmen and we take our job with pride.
We do our best to please him and stay on his good side.
I wish my cohorts weren't so dumb.
I'm not the dumb one. You're no fun.
Shut up!
Make me!
I've got something. Listen one is real good. You'll see. We'll send a present to his door. Upon there'll be a note to read. Now in the box we'll wait and hide until his curiosity
entices him to look inside, and then we'll have him 1, 2, 3.
Pin up the Santa Claus, beat him with a stick. Lock him up for 90 years, see what makes him tick. Pin up the Santa Claus, chop him into bits. Mr. Ookie Pookie is sure to get his kicks. See what we will see. Lock them in a cage and then throw away the key.
This time
making Christmas.
Making Christmas is so fine.
It's ours this time, and won't the children be surprised? It's ours this time.
Making Christmas.
Making Christmas.
Making Christmas.
Time to give them something fun they'll talk about for years to come. Let's have a cheer from
making Christmas.
Snakes and mice get wrapped up so nice with spider legs and pretty bows.
It's ours this time.
All together, that's and this, with all our tricks, we're making Christmas time.
Here comes Jack.
I don't believe what's happening to me. My dreams, my fantasies.
Won't they be impressed? I am a genius. See how I transform this old rat into a most delightful hat.
My compliments from me to you on this, your most intriguing hat. Consider, though, this substitute, a bat in place of this old rat. No, now that's all wrong. This thing will never make a present. It's been dead for much too long. Try something fresher, something pleasant. Try again, don't give up!
All together, that and this, with all our tricks, we'll make it Christmas time.
Thank you.
S.A. Banda sonora original.
Just split a seam now if I don't die laughing first. Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand. You better pay attention now, cause I'm the boogeyman. And if you aren't shaking, there's something very wrong, cause this may be the last time you hear the boogie song. Whoa. And I've nothing much to do, I might just cook a special batch of snake and spider stew. And don't you know the one thing that would make it work so nice? A roly-poly Santa Claus to add a little spice.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah,
I'm the Oogie Boogie Man.
Release me now, or you must face the dire consequences. The children are expecting me, so please come to your senses.
Ah, you're joking! You're joking! I can't believe my ears! Would someone shut this fella up? I'm drowning in my tears. It's funny, I'm laughing. You really are too much. And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do the best I can. Whoa! Sound of the dice to me is music in the air. Cause I'm a gambling boogeyman, although I don't play fair. It's much more fun, I must confess, when lives on the line. Not mine, of course, but yours, oh boy. Now let it be just fine.
Release me fast, or you will have to answer for this heinous act.
Oh, brother, you're something. You put me in a spin. You aren't comprehending the position that you're in. It's hopeless, you're finished. You haven't got a prayer. Cause I'm Mr. Oogie Boogie, and you ain't going nowhere.
Can't shake this feeling that I have.
BSR.
What have I done? What have I done? How could I be so blind? All is lost. Where was I? Spoiled all. Oh my.
wanted was to bring them something great. Why does nothing ever turn out like it should? Well, what the heck? I went and did my best, and by God, I really tasted something swell. That's right! And for a moment, why, I even touched the sky! And at least I left some stories they can tell. I did! And for the first time since, I don't remember when, I felt just like my old bunny self again. And I, Jack, the Pumpkin King. That's right! I am the Pumpkin King! And I just can't wait until next Halloween, 'cause I've got some new ideas that will really make them scream. And by God, I'm really going to give it all my might. Uh-oh, I hope there's still time to set things right. Sandy Claus.
Thank you. a Christmas bed.
And he's a tree.
And he's free.
BSO, banda sonora original.
And finally, everything worked out just fine. Christmas was saved, though there wasn't much time. But after that night, things were never the same. Each holiday now knew the other one's name. And though that one Christmas things got out of hand, I'm still rather fond of that skeleton man. So, many years later, I thought I'd drop in. And there was old Jack, still looking quite thin, with four or five skeleton children at hand playing strange little tunes in their xylophone band. And I asked old Jack, "Do you remember the night when the sky was so dark and the moon shone so bright? When a million small children pretending to sleep nearly didn't have Christmas at all, so to speak? And would, if you could, turn that mighty clock back to that long, fateful night? Now, think carefully, Jack. Would you do the whole thing all over again, knowing what you know now, knowing what you knew then?" And he smiled like the old pumpkin king that I knew, then turned and asked softly of me, "Wouldn't you?"